Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the Marshalltown Library Director, Sarah Rosenblum. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Zach. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you coming by once a month and always checking in, because there's lots of stuff happening there at the Marshalltown Public Library. And I think the first thing we need to talk about, not this weekend, but next weekend, we have that Easter holiday. What are the hours of operation over that weekend?
Actually, we'll be closed both Saturday and Sunday. That's April 4th and April 5th. We're only open 1 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday, so we will be closed both days. We'll be open Friday on Good Friday. It is a city hall. The city is closed, so it's always a little confusing. But as always, the library is open virtually 24 hours a day. And we have so many ebook readers. The other day, I helped somebody new, and he was just very excited. So older gentleman and very excited to learn how he could read things on his phone. And now people, I mean, I read on my phone now. I don't even really read on my Kindle anymore. I just read on my phone.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You say it all the time. The library is truly open kind of 24/7 with the ability, with the ebooks and things like that. What's the best way if somebody wants to come? Is it just come in and talk to somebody that works at the library to kind of get set up with that?
Yeah, if you're not as tech savvy, and I'm not the most tech savvy person, you know, we have some instructions online. But if you pop in, usually we have time to help you. We've got a brochure, staff. Actually, I heard Mara say yesterday it's one of her favorite things to do. But if not, you can sign up for tech help on Thursdays with Logan, who's wonderful. He has kind of a little group of people that really like him, and you can call or stop in, and then, you know, that's definitely been more one-on-one. But yeah, I mean, the hardest thing with ebooks is the cost and the, you know, availability, but, you know, we do our best to try to get you something. And really the nice thing, though, with ebooks is you can put available now, and then, you know, it might pop up if you say, oh, I like Tom Clancy or James Patterson or, you know, Nora Roberts, then, you know, you can get something right away, and then you just go on hold for it.
Yeah. So. Okay, yeah. So even though the library will be closed April 4th and 5th for that Easter holiday, it is always open 24/7 with those ebooks. Now let's talk about some events that are coming up. So coming up here this weekend, we got a magazine giveaway. Tell me a little bit about this.
Yeah, this is kind of a popular event. We have a lot fewer magazines right now, but we do have the magazine giveaway. We give away the previous year, and we have people that are very dedicated. They want, you know, like the quilting magazine. Although, like I said, we used to have 300 magazines. We have 30, and we are phasing magazines out at the end of this year. But it is a come and go event. It's Sunday, March 29th. At between 1 and 3, so right after we open, and they'll be in the lobby, and you can just take whatever you want. Sometimes people bring their own magazines to give away, or we put them in the magazine giveaway around the corner from the circulation desk. But yeah, it's just some people really like it. Sometimes somebody takes them for the veterans home, or, you know, so it's just a popular little event that you know, we do, and it's a way for us also to clear the shelves. So
yeah, so you're getting rid of magazines. We heard the mayor on a week ago on KFJB talk about the number of DVDs you guys have, which was insane. I think it was like over 1,900 DVDs. Does that sound
12,000 DVDs.
12,000? Okay, I was missing a zero there. 12,000? You guys aren't going to ever phase out DVDs, are you?
Not for the conceivable future. DVDs are one of our most popular items. Last year, we circled 5,000 more DVDs than the previous year. We are a community that people like to stream, do not always stream, and they like DVDs. One of the things we're seeing, though, is a lot of things are not coming out on DVD anymore because the streaming networks want you to stream, you know, Ted Lasso. They don't want to put, I think they finally put it out after 3 years. There was an Oscar, best winning Oscar movie that just came out. It won the Oscar like 3 or 4 years ago. Coda, the movie Coda, about the deaf community. And we just finally got it. So between the popular TV shows and some of the movies, but DVDs are very popular, and we see people check out stacks. And we do have, you know, everything from TV shows to lots of movies. But, you know, and we have a lot of older things. So, but yeah, right now. But there are a lot of libraries. If you go in a newer library, they may not have any DVDs or CDs. And we have no CDs anymore.
Yeah, so. No, Sarah, CDs is what I use my library for the most in high school. If I can convince you to get back onto that train, I will continue to do that. I will carry that flag here for this community to bring CDs back. back to the library. Yeah. But I do see another event coming up here this weekend. We got an author coming to the library.
Yes, we have the author and judge, C.J. Williams, with his book, A Monster in Mount Pleasant, A Story of Murders and Justice. And I think one of the real hooks about this story, the judge was apparently a witness to some of this crime. I don't know the details of what he witnessed, but he said, I heard on another interview where he talked about reading his own statement like 30 years later. So that must have been really fascinating with his expertise that he gained over the years. So that is Sunday, also this coming up weekend, Sunday, March 29th from 2 to 3:30. And I believe there will be a book signing and the opportunity to purchase books. But yes, so C.J. Williams grew up in Mount Pleasant. He earned his law degree from Iowa. Mike Tupper would say go Hawks. And clerked to a federal judge. And so this should be a really interesting book. It's his first true crime book. And so, yeah, I think I'm going to try to pop in for the presentation.
So just anybody can show up, in, first come, first serve, as long as there's an open seat?
Yeah. It's probably more for adults. I mean, maybe high school students or something, because I don't know how graphic it's going to be. But, it's definitely people are interested in true crime.
Yeah, so all those true crime junkies, this one is for you. Let's flip that page into April, though. We've got some more events that we want to highlight coming up in April. I see we got something coming up April 7th.
We do. We have the return of historian Linda McCann. Linda's a fan favorite. And we will have her Tuesday, April 7th. So a little different, an evening program on during the work week, 5:30 to 6:30. It is lighter now, too, though, so that's kind of nice. It is Prohibition in Eastern Iowa. Talks about the time when it was illegal to manufacture, transport, or sell liquor. There's some, I guess apparently in Iowa, they used corn to make liquor and sell it. Bad people. And I had learned that there was a tie to Al Capone, who would come out from Chicago and hide out in Iowa. So Linda always has a lot of great facts. And so that'll be a great talk. Prohibition in Eastern Iowa, April 7th at 5:30 in the big room.
Corn would make whiskey, right? Is that how that would work?
Yeah, I think so.
It'd probably be all right. I don't know. I'd have to try it a few times just to get the feeling of it. But interesting stuff that'll be coming April 7th. I also see another event coming up in April. This has got a tie to the Titanic.
It is. So Saturday, April 11th at from 2 to 3:30, Darcy Molesby, who's also another favorite of ours, presenter. We don't have all the details yet, but it is on ties to Iowans in the Titanic. And I have learned since my time in Iowa, almost 15 years, there's always usually a Marshalltown connection. Maybe there was a Marshalltonian on the Titanic, but definitely connection to Iowa. And I found out a few years ago that I had a third cousin who died on the Titanic in steerage, young man trying to come to America for a better life. And, and I think people are still fascinated by the Titanic. And,
Especially, I think, with the recent whole Oceangate thing, I think that's gotten people energized about how we can get down there and study, really one of the great stories that happened in the early 1900s. Yeah.
And it's amazing. Occasionally you'll see a story about they're still auctioning off items. I don't understand how they can have the menus or I can see if it was something like a plate, but, I know that they'll have an auction where they're auctioning off like a set of dinnerware from the ship. So
yeah, I feel like that paper probably got wet, the menu
paper. I would
paper.
Think so, but
that's a good point. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, but
what date again is that? Is Darsby coming?
Saturday, April 11th, 2 to 3:30.
Okay.
So, yes.
Awesome. I also see we've got a game that I grew up playing and enjoying as a kid. Learn to play Mahjong.
Mahjong, yes. I'm excited because that's not something I've ever learned to play.
It was a computer game. So you just start clicking things around and eventually, the bricks start going away.
Okay. Saturday, April 25th. So we're getting to the end of the month. 1:30 1:30 to 4:30. So this is a group out of Des Moines. We've had them before, Delt Han, if you've come to the other programs where they teach card games and do things. So they're really great. So I think I'm going to try to do this. This is a one that you need to register for. So you can call the library at 754-5738 extension 2, and we'll sign you up. So there is a seat count, and yeah, I think it should be really fun, and I definitely want to sign up for this one and learn how to play Mahjong.
Yeah, maybe I could sign up and learn the actual rules instead of just clicking where the computer allowed me to click, and maybe I'll get a little bit better at it as well. So Sarah, you just mentioned a phone number there, but where can people go, maybe if you guys are closed, just to see the schedule of events?
Sure. Marshalltownlibrary.org. You know, website, our Facebook. Also on our website, or in you're in the library, you can sign up for our newsletter. And yeah, there's just, you know, lots of great things happening. The seed library is getting spiffed up, and there's all kinds of going to be fabulous new seeds. And you can take 5 seed packets per household. So, you know, and we love to hear about the process of your seeds. So I have 2 black thumbs, so I will not be taking any seeds.
All right. Fair enough there, Sarah. I know a lot of times we highlight the things that are happening with the library, but you had mentioned, you know, you guys are going to a conference next week, out of state a little bit. Tell me a little bit about what you and your staff are going to do.
So Katie Fink and I are going to the Public Library Association Conference in Minneapolis. Haven't been to a conference in a while. It's partly because it is in Minneapolis, kind of up the road. We are actually looking for a couple of 2 specific things. One is that we've had the same technology for 30 years that we use for when you look books up on in what used to be called the card catalog when we circulate books to you. So we're looking to see a new system. It's probably time. And then we're also a company that we used to buy our product from that would catalog our books, that would make them accessible to you, went out of business. So we've got something, but we want to see if there's anything out there. And then we just want to look at, you know, fun things. There's like a giant showroom. They give away lots of little fun little things, but it's really a great time to talk to our vendors. And also there'll be lots of programming and, you know, opportunities. So yeah, I'm excited. It'll probably be my last professional conference before I retire in November. And you know, it's going to be good.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm excited to talk with you next month and maybe hear about some new ideas that you guys brought back, or maybe some new things that you learned as well. So, Sarah, I appreciate all you do in our community. Have fun, travel safe at the conference, and we'll hear from you next month.
Thank you very much.